الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another beautiful day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Those of us who have made effort last night was an odd night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all that ibadah. And those of us who unfortunately may not have had that opportunity, then too we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and accept our ibadah, whatever we've made throughout this entire month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to carry on with these ibadah, even after the month of Ramadan, till the next Ramadan, and the Ramadan after that, and the Ramadan after that, until we meet our Allah, inshaAllah. Ameen. So tonight we move into the 29 juz of the Holy Quran. And one verse that I would like to speak to you about is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to man and says, do you not fear that it is Allah that can cause the earth to swallow you? So the verse before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his prowess and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to create and to sustain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do with means, Allah can do without means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that can create something that mankind cannot even do. In another ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah says, even if you try to create a fly, you will fail. So this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his ability to create and his ability to sustain millions and billions of creatures and insects and animals, different types, multitudes of them, of the same species. Yet every one of them are fed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mankind will not be able to achieve that. Today, you know, in the month of Ramadan, we just donate some dish to the poor, or we give something out, etc., to the poor. And mashallah, we feel that we've reached the stage of kamal. We have completed, we have done something great. But imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he sustains his entire creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. And though for those of us who have been donating in this blessed month, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah through that, inshallah. Ameen. But the point that I want to share is that look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Allah has given man the ability to exploit the resources of the earth. You know, with the earth, he can dig wells, he can lay foundations, he can plow fields, he can sow his crops. Allah has allowed man to travel on earth from country to country, whether it be by sea, whether it be by car, whether it be by plane, however he may go, Allah has allowed him to move from one country to the other. But then again, man fails to understand that together with using the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must bear in mind that those bounties must be used for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ultimate knowledge man should have, an idea man should have, is at the end of the day, I'm going to leave it all. And I'm going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the result of each and every one of us. That is why when you go to the graveyard, when we go for janazas, etc., both the rich and poor will wear the same garment. There will never be a time in a Muslim janaza where a person will say that this so-and-so was such a rich man, he cannot wear this garment. Everyone will wear the same thing, showing us that whatever we had in this world, we leave it. It's over. No one will go into the qabr carrying his things. Not only that, we are even, so to say, parked next to each other. Each grave next to each, there's no such thing as, no, this section here is only for the wealthy. This section here is not for the wealthy. No, it teaches us something very valuable. At the end of the day, we are going to leave everything behind. So we need to use whatever bounties Allah has given us for his pleasure and to use it to build our akhirat. This is the ultimate purpose of our objective in this world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us, and whatever blessings Allah gives us, may Allah let us use it for his benefit, use it for his deen. Not that Allah will benefit anything from it, but use it in the sense that it will benefit us and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Ameen. Then we move into Suratul Qalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah here describes the evil trait of a particular disbeliever. In fact, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, and he mentions, and he says, to the best of my knowledge. Now, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was known as Ra'isul Mufassirin. He was known as the leader when it came to the commentary of Quran. That even Sahaba radiallahu anhu would go and sit by him and ask him, what is the meaning of this verse? What is the explanation of this, etc., from the Quran? So he is such a highly knowledgeable person on the exploits of the Quran mentions, and he says, according to my knowledge, to the best of my knowledge, Allah has not attributed so many qualities to anyone in the Quran as much as Walid ibn Mughira. Now Walid ibn Mughira was from the Quraysh people, and he was someone who was, he vehemently disliked Islam, and he would do everything in his power to disrupt this beautiful train of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions so many traits about him. Mufassirin mention, and they say there are up to 10 evil qualities. Some Mufassirin even mention that there's not as much qualities that that Allah even mentions about Fir'aun as much as he has mentioned about Walid ibn Mughira. And to such an extent, he had a large nose. And in the battle of Badr, he got hit with a sword. So it created a scar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't refer to his nose as a nose. Allah says, Sanasimuhu ala al-khurtum. Allah speaks about his snout. So can you imagine, look at the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such a person for these evil qualities that he had. Now just to mention a few, I can't mention all, but from amongst the few that he had, from amongst the qualities that he had, is that Walid ibn Mughira used to always search for faults. You know, this is something we have to be very careful of. Sometimes when we come into bayans or when we go into programs or whatever it may be, we try to look for faults instead of taking good. And we try to find fault in others. This is something Allah must protect us. We must never do. Because the heart that comes into any program of deen or meeting anyone, and if that heart is already corrupt and already has the idea that I want to find fault, then that heart is already sealed for goodness. So one of the qualities was that he used to always search for faults. Another quality is that he used to always carry tales. And he always prevented good. When someone wants to do something good, encourage it. Never ever, even though it may not be a quality that you and I can do, but someone is doing better, alhamdulillah. Encourage that quality. This is something that we must all learn. And he was very sinful. He used to commit a lot of sin. And he was very harsh when he would speak to people. Now, these are the qualities of Walid ibn Mughira, just a few. Now, my respected elders and brothers, it's very, very easy for a person like me to stand here and say, well, you have this quality, and you have this quality, and you have that quality. In the very same manner, it's easy for you to turn around and tell someone else, well, you have this quality. But this month of Ramadan has been given to us for us to introspect. Let us look at our qualities. Do we have these qualities? Am I a person who continuously finds faults in others? Am I a person that's always harsh to others? Am I a person that blocks people from trying to do good? Am I a sinful person? Like this, so many other qualities we need to check. May Allah protect us all. May Allah guide us all. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in a hadith, he mentions and he speaks about a pauper. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and he said, oh my Sahaba, tell me who is a pauper that will come on the day of Qiyamah. Who is a wealthy person? Who is a pauper? So Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, oh Nabi of Allah, a pauper is someone who has no wealth whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, a pauper on the day of Qiyamah is a person who will come on the day of Qiyamah and he left all his good deeds. He will have everything. But they say, but how is he going to be a pauper? But then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَكَذَّبَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. He spoke ill of someone. He swore at someone. He was harsh to someone. As a result of which, Allah will cause a transfer of deeds. All his good deeds will go unto the people whom he caused harm. And eventually when his good deeds run out, then all their bad deeds will be transferred to him. This is a muflis. This is truly a pauper. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Jazakallah.